Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, Young Cho shows us how to use System Center 2012 App Controller to easily configure, deploy, and manage virtual machines and services across private and public clouds. In part one of this series, he demos for us how to connect App Controller to Windows Azure. Young, the mic is yours.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. This is Young Cho, a technology evangelist at the Microsoft. Today we're going to talk about something that you can connect with Windows Azure with your on-premise deployment. Now in the last few episodes we talked a lot about how to operate in Windows Azure, but perhaps you have some on-premise deployment and it's probably harder for you to jump from one interface to another interface and just, you know, managing multiple interfaces at the same time, just trying to get something accomplished. So today what I'm going to show you is that using System Center App Controller, we can actually connect to Windows Azure and do a lot of amazing things. So here we go. All right, I know you have heard this many times and you probably have done it already. I hope you have done it, but if just in case you have not signed up Windows Azure 9-day free trial, here's how you do it. You bring up your favorite browser, you go to http://aka.ms/90. This will bring you to the sign up page, and from here actually scroll down a little bit, you'll see really much information there already telling you about Windows Azure, what you're getting for the 90-day trial. And to kick off the process, all you have to do is just click try it free and you can go ahead and finish the registration, and immediately you will be able to deploy Windows Azure websites and experimenting in Windows Azure. And after you have done that, the next thing you want to do is in order to use System Center App Controller to connect with Windows Azure, you also need to make sure you have the latest App Controller bits, and one location to get it is aka.ms/2012. This is one-stop shopping for you to get the System Center 2012 bits. From here, you can go ahead and log in with your Windows Live ID. Once you log in, you will be presented with a page that you can download all the different System Center components now. And once you have the products ready, and then we can go ahead and proceed, install the App Controller, and then I can show you how we can make a connection with Windows Azure. And this is, once you get to this point, you can go ahead and download. And for App Controller, that is this particular download that we have. It's only 15 meg. So you can go ahead and download it, and then go ahead and install it. All right, I give you a few minutes to do that, and after that, I'll come back, I'll show you what you need to do after you finish the installation. All right, so the installation of App Controller should be uneventful, although there are a number of requirements. Now, as you go through the installation, you notice you will need to have IIS, you need to have a database, and you also need to install SCVMM, which is System Center Virtual Machine Manager Console. But as you go through the installation, once you finish the installation, you have the App Controller in place. And basically what you need to do is simply just go to your IIS website and you will be presented with this logon screen. Now, for App Controller to function, after all this integration, and then you will have an account. And now you will create an account for your user. Here I'm showing you as administrator, you get in and how you can connect with your private cloud and connect with Windows Azure. Now at the same time, you also want to go to your Windows Azure and get your Windows Azure account ready. Here I have authenticated in already, and this is my Windows Azure subscription. So what I want to do is I want to use App Controller, System Center App Controller connected to Windows Azure, so I can actually have a single pane of glass, have a visibility of both my on-premise deployment and my Windows Azure deployment. It's sort of a hybrid deployment scenario using App Controller as the tool. So let's go ahead and authenticate it in first. So once you authenticate it in, now the first time you come in, everything will be empty. All right, so you'll be presented with this screen. And the first thing you want to do, you want to go to Settings. As you expand the setting, you'll see there's a connection, there's a subscription. The subscription is for your Windows Azure subscription. A connection is for you to connect to your on-premise deployment. For instance, you can make a connection to your virtual machine manager, and that's what I did. And pretty much, you simply point to the machine name, and with port 8100 or a particular port that you specified, and then you can go ahead and connect that. Once you connect that, you will see your on-premise deployment presented here. Here, what I want to show you is how you can connect to your Windows Azure subscription. To do this, there's actually a number of steps that we need to do. First, you need to generate two certificates specifically. And with Windows, with the System Center 2012 App Controller, it's actually very easy to do because you have IIS already. And using IIS, you can easily create the certificate, a self-signed certificate. If you don't have an enterprise one, you can create a self-signed certificate and make that connection, and that's what I'm going to show you. So let me go ahead and bring up IIS interface. This is the IIS machine. Now, for App Controller to work, you do need to have a IIS in place. So this is my IIS. So once you bring up IIS, go to your server certificate. Right, so you're highlighting your box, go to server certificate, and the server team actually did a great job. And from this server certificate interface, you can actually directly create a self-signed certificate. It's very easy. You simply click it, specify a friendly name. For instance, I'm just going to say, you know what, my big demo. All right. And I OK that, and it actually just created right there, instantaneously. Now, this certificate is kind of placed in the our certificate store. From here, you can actually do an export. Now, this will export in a format what we call Personal Information Exchange, or PFX format. In that case, you do need to specify a password. This is one of the certificates that you need in order to make the connection with Windows Azure. You can go ahead and export it at this time if you want to. And so, I have already exported one that I used to make the connection, so I'm going to cancel that here. So that's the first certificate you need to create. Then what you can do is you can bring up your command prompt and do a MMC snapbin. You go ahead and do file and then smooth snapbin. From here you will select certificates. And it's on the computer account. We want to look at the computer store. So go ahead and finish that, OK that, and now we are looking at our certificate store of the computer account, and it's under personal, and then certificates. From here, these are all the certificates that's being currently stored in the machine account. And as you notice that there's a number of account that's been created. This is the one I just created. This is the one that when I install System Center App Controller, I told App Controller to go ahead and generate a self-signed certificate. You can certainly use your enterprise PKI if you do have one in place. If not, you can just have System Center App Controller to create a self-signed certificate for you. Now, I'm going to use the one I just generated as an example, what you need to do from here. You can go ahead and right-click all tasks, and you say you want to export. And go through the wizard, you notice there's actually two options. One is you can export the private key or don't export the private key. If you select export the private key, you actually will see that that is the PFX format that we have done it already. If you don't do it through IIS interface, you can certainly do it through this MMC snap-in from here, and you basically need to export one PFX format and the other X.509, basically a certificate to do the connection with Windows Azure. So we have done this already, so I'm going to cancel that. and do the export again, and this time we are going to export without the private key. Don't export the private key. Next. This directly points you to the X.509 format, and we say next, and then you can point that where you want to store this certificate, and this will be under .cert extension. That's how you export these two certificates that you need. Again, one is the PFX Personal Information Exchange format, the other is the X.509 format. Now, I have already create these two certificates that I need to make a Windows Azure connection, and they're right here. One is PFX format, which I can export directly from IIS interface, or I can export it from MMC snapping and including the private key that will get you the PFX format, and you do need to specify a password. And then you will export it again without the private key that give you the X.509 format. And these are the two certificates that we need. Once you have the certificate in place, the next thing you can do is you will go to your Windows Azure interface, the management portal. From here, once you sign in, you click that as a drop down, and then you go to your account. Because what we need is we need a subscription ID, and then you can go ahead authenticate as needed. Once you see your account information, if you have a multiple account, it will be listed out here. I just want to connect to my internal consumption account. Expand that. You will see your subscription ID right there. So that is the subscription ID that you need to make the you need to use to make the connection. So once you have the subscription ID, you can go ahead and go back to App Controller. So you highlight subscription, and you simply say, I want to add a subscription to this app controller interface, and you give it a name. You can say my test. And this is where you put in that subscription ID. All right. This is where you take the subscription ID from the Windows Azure account and then put it in here. For the management certificate, this is your PFX, your personal information exchange format. So you will point to your certificate, you will use the PFX one. Once you select that, you will also put in the password and you click OK. It will go to Windows Azure and go ahead and make that connection. Now, before you do that, in Windows Azure, this is perhaps is something I should, we actually need to do this before we make a connection from App Controller is, in Windows Azure Management Portal, you notice there's a setting group. You go to the setting or workspace, if you will. You actually need to upload the X.509 certificate. Basically, you put the X.509 certificate in Windows Azure, and then you connect through your app controller using the PFX format certificate. So from here, you simply say upload. And then you browse to your computer, point to that X.509 certificate. Right. Once you select that, you specify which subscription that you want to make the connection using the certificate. And then you can go ahead and OK that. Once you finish that, as you notice, I have one here that I have uploaded already, which I'm going to use it to make the connection. So you will need to have this in place first. Then you go to your app controller, and then you say you want to add a subscription. And this is from here, you add that PFX format, and also with your particular subscription ID that you want to make the connection. Right? And then you point to the PFX format certificate. Once you select that, and then you put in a password, and you can go ahead and OK and make the connection. And momentarily, once you have that connection, then you go to, for instance, like services, it actually brings down all the configuration and the deployment that you have in Windows Azure and present it in a graphical format for you. For instance, I can also see it this way to see I have a Windows Azure S50 deployment and also a SQL 100. If you go to Windows Azure, and let's say if we look at the cloud service, I do have an S500. And if I look at the virtual machine, I do have a SQL 100. Now you may notice some of the stuff, it may appear that you see it in Windows Azure and perhaps you don't see it in App Controller. For instance, if you look at the storage account, I have a one called Keep This. And notice it's under a different subscription. So if I go back to the App Controller, and if I look at what I have, that's been showing in my Windows Azure account, library is what I'm looking for. From here, it shows what all the resources I have under the subscription. And if you look at the storage account, I have four. I don't see Keep This. Go back to the Windows Azure. I have five storage account, four under the same subscription which I'm connecting to, one in a different subscription which is not showing in my App Controller. So the important thing to understand is you make the connection with a particular subscription and then you will be able to view and manage the resources associated with a particular subscription but not any other one. And so that's why I'm seeing four storage account here. And using this interface you can actually manipulate Windows Azure resource very easily. For instance, you can look at your disks. You can actually add a disk very easily. You can look at your storage account. And you can create container fairly easily as opposed to using other tool, go through, you know, Windows Azure and use, for instance, use the Storage Explorer and other tool to do it. You can do the same thing with Windows System Center App Controller with pretty much the basic desktop operation, then you can do it. So once you make that connection, if you look at the overview, it begins to pull down all the Windows Azure information for you. For instance, now I have one Azure subscription. And if I look at a cloud, because I connect to my on-premise private cloud deployment, I also connect to Windows Azure. I now have a single interface allow me to see all the resources that I am responsible for or I want to manage or I'm authorized to manage. If I look at the services, you know, I can have different view, particularly for this one. In Windows Azure, I have two deployment out, and in our System Center, I have one stock trader that's been deployed, and there's probably some warning that I need to take a look. From the virtual machine view, it shows all the virtual machine that I manage both in the public cloud or Windows Azure, which are these S50, 51, SQL 100, and also this is my on-premise stock trader service deployment. I can have one view and seeing all the virtual machine that I'm able to manage. Library show you all the building blocks that you can have. You can have a network share. In Windows Azure, I see my disk image and my storage account. In my private cloud, I see all my templates from my library server. That gets listed out. It just gives you a single pane of glass that's seeing all the resources that you can manage. And by adding additional connection, you can basically have all the resources, all the information that's available to you. In other words, we can customize your surrounding, make the information works for you as opposed to have you jump through different interface and to try to manage, just to get some simple tasks accomplished. So that's the kind of a quick rundown how you can connect App Controller with your Windows Azure account, and you can start using it to facilitate a lot of operation you have and increase your productivity in no time. Again, if you have not signed up Windows Azure 90 days, I know who you are. You need to hurry up. Sign up the Windows Azure 90-day trial. Go to http://aka.ms/90. Sign up Windows Azure. And then you also need to download App Controller Bits. That is at http://aka.ms/2012 to download App Controller. And remember, the process is to build two certificates. Right. As you install App Controller, you will have all the facility that you need, all the tools that you need in place. So just use IIS to create a self-signed certificate, and then use that to export one with the private key, one without private key, and then upload the X.509, which is the one without private key, to Windows Azure first, and then use the PFX format, the Personal Information Exchange Certificate, to connect through App Controller to Windows Azure. Once you're connected, wow, it's a brand new world. You have single pane of glass to manage all the resources that you're responsible for, and there's a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoyed it. And in the upcoming episode, we're going to use App Controller as the main vehicle to show you a number of routines that you probably do every day that you can use App Controller to do it in a very efficient and fun way. I hope to see you next time.